It's your News Buzz edition of River to River. To round off the week on Fridays, we like to have short conversations about some news items that we didn't get to otherwise. Well, this just in today, the Zika virus is now in Iowa. Our state has recorded its first confirmed Zika virus infection. The older, unidentified woman with it recently traveled to Central America, according to our state health officials and department spokeswoman. Says that the woman became ill but did not require hospitalization. We've all heard about this mosquito-borne Zika virus lately. And the alarming part that pregnant women who become infected can give birth to babies with small heads. Now, more than 80 cases have been reported across the U.S. All of those people apparently traveled to areas where this virus is spreading. That's, you know, Central America, Mexico, South America, the Caribbean. Brad Blitvich is with us, associate professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Iowa State University. He studies mosquito-transmitted viruses. In fact, he co-authored a Zika virus paper. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for asking me to be on the show.
Dr. Patricia Quinlisk, our Iowa Department of Public Health medical director, says that this first case is not a sign of imminent danger to the population. To us, do you agree?
Yes, I do agree, because it appears that the major mosquito species that transmits Zika virus is a mosquito known as Aedes aegypti, and this mosquito species is found in tropical and subtropical regions of the world. So it's very common throughout Latin America, but this particular mosquito species is not found in Iowa. It is found in Texas, Louisiana and Florida. So I suspect there'll be Zika virus cases in those three states, but it'll be extremely unlikely that there'll be cases of Zika virus in Iowa as a result of mosquito bite.
Mm-hmm. And so while it's quite warm, we're all enjoying the break from the cold weather here in Iowa. It would take, for instance, if you had the right type of mosquito, which we don't have in Iowa, which you just said, Brad, if that right type of mosquito bit this infected woman, could that then mosquito become a carrier and infect someone else? Is that the way it works?
Yes, that's correct. So it's maintained in a human mosquito transmission cycle, this virus. So, yep, if this lady was bitten by an Aedes aegypti mosquito, that mosquito could become infected. But luckily for us, that particular species is not found here in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, the most alarming thing here, worrying thing, is the effect that it can have on pregnant women who become infected. What are the range of symptoms that those infected can show?
So actually, 80% of people that become infected actually show no symptoms whatsoever, so they don't even know they're infected. In the other 20%, they get symptoms such as fever, rash, joint pain, muscle pain, and conjunctivitis.
Mm-hmm. And from there, you can get infected, and then if you're not a pregnant woman, you just don't even notice it.
That's correct. In 80% of cases, the person doesn't know, whereas in the other 20, there are symptoms. But really, the big problem is the birth defects which are being reported, which Zika virus may be associated with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, these poor kids are born with, microcephaly, so that's small heads. And also there appears to be incomplete brain development. So these poor kids will, you know, have neurological malformations. And there also appear to be eye defects in these children. So what exactly that will mean later in life, we're not too sure. So whether these kids will have correct vision or not is another issue.
Where is the point of the research spear right now, or points right now? What is most urgently in need of doing?
Well, I think developing a vaccine is very, very important. So that's probably one of the main issues is developing a vaccine. And also, we do not completely understand which mosquito species transmit this virus. I mean, it appears to be Aedes aegypti, but really we need to do experiments to confirm whether or not other species can actually have a minor role in the transmission of this virus.
It's not unthinkable. It's not unthinkable, is it, that this virus could change to be able to live in other types of mosquitoes, right?
I mean, it could happen. I think it would be unlikely, but I mean, it's certainly possible.
Okay. And in your specific research on the Zika?
Yeah, so I co-authored a paper on Zika virus. Gee, it was almost 10 years ago now, back when no one really paid too much attention to the virus. But I also work, I have collaborators in Mexico. We interact a lot. So I want to begin some Zika virus research with my colleagues in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. What do you see happening on a grand scale in this hemisphere? It seems to be exploding in the areas of Mexico, Latin America, South America. Will this continue?
Yeah, it'll spread all throughout tropical America. So the virus will spread all throughout South America, Central America, the Caribbean, and Mexico. Pretty much everywhere where Aedes aegypti is found, which unfortunately is a large chunk of the Americas.
Okay, well, let's hope for a vaccine soon. Thank you very much, Brad Blitvich, associate professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at ISU, studies mosquito-transmitted viruses. Brad, thanks you so much.
Yeah, okay, thank you.